This week on Beyond Stillness, Stories After Stroke, we offer a community special spotlighting the Parenting with Aphasia group led by Lauren Schwabisch of NeuroSpeech Services. The Parenting with Aphasia group meets virtually once a month, inviting parents with kids of all ages to join together in a safe, non-judgmental space to share experiences, receive positive peer support, and learn more about how other parents are navigating the highs and lows of modern-day parenting with aphasia, along for the ride. In this special, the Parenting with Aphasia group offers insights on their challenges and joys as parents with aphasia. Thank you for joining us for part one, Parenting with Aphasia. Hello and welcome to Beyond Stillness. Stroke offers a powerful, life-changing shift in perspective. Each colorful memory creates a parable for life's greater teachings, a compass for journeys ahead, and inspired wisdom for unique growth. This radio show, Beyond Stillness, offers an hour of pause for storytelling and reflection. Ultimately, Beyond Stillness is a welcoming environment that reveres the moment beyond stroke's paralysis. Still moments unite humanity and divinity. I'm your host, Molly Bucola. Today, we welcome guests from the Parenting with Aphasia group, facilitated by Lauren Schwabisch of NeuroSpeech Services. Lauren originally founded this group as a way to support one of her clients, a young professional parent who suffered a stroke and now navigates through life as a parent living with aphasia. They found many other parents with aphasia yearning to connect. This group gathers monthly to share stories, ideas, resources, support, and laughter. Before we begin, we take a moment of pause, a moment to ground ourselves in the midst of chaos, a moment to ground ourselves so that we may cultivate a sense of joy, a sense of peace, a sense of compassion, so that we may offer our true selves to others, to our family members, our spouses, children, and loved ones. Help us to create space so that we may connect more deeply and offer ourselves fully. And we give thanks. Each of you have gathered wisdom over the years as parents. What do you wish you knew earlier on in your journey with aphasia as a parent?
I would say I wish that I wouldn't know about this group, because it's okay for my husband, but he doesn't understand what aphasia is or what a stroke is. And there's so many new stuff that you have to learn how to communicate to your kids now that you have aphasia or that you had a stroke. I remember one of the things that we were talking with Jazzy, she was trying to how can she talk to her daughter to get her off the phone, because she was always on the phone and she felt like she couldn't really connect with her. So we were able to sit down and give her some ideas to figure out what we can do with her. She was able to take that with us, and she was able to do that. So it was stuff like that. It was nice to have people around us that had the same, that are just the same, and talk about it. And I really wish I would have known about this group. Like, I think that's really good. And it was really nice to talk to the new people, because you're talking about the stroke survivors that were still in the hospital. Some of them hadn't even really seen their kids yet. And I remember that's hard. I remember I couldn't say my daughter's name for 6 months, just letting them know that it's going to be okay. You know, you're going to get through this. It might take a minute, but don't give up on it. You're going to get there. And I think it's really that whole thing of having another person that understands where you're going through and where you're gonna come from.
Yeah. Thank you, Brooke.
You bet.
Michelle, you're in a long-term survivor.
I knew you were gonna call on me. What I always say to this question is what I wish someone had said to me in the beginning, which is that you have just as much chance of things turning out better than you do with them turning out worse. I just assumed it would be worse. And I actually like my life better now than I... And it's not like I didn't like it before. It's just I like it this one better. And, like, no one even said that was a possibility. So I never even, like, thought about it. But I wish someone had told me that in the beginning, because my mindset would have been a lot different.
Thank you, Michelle. James, what about you?
I think it's getting better. I think it was hard to have kids who had a stroke for a while. They didn't really understand. And I think the benefit is I'm the person that I used to be. I think it's different. Lots of times my kids have forgotten that I had a stroke and are getting better. I had a stroke in October 2022. So a year and a half ago. And I think for the first probably 6 months to a year, I don't think, you know, when you're 10 years old and 11 year old, they don't think they knew what to do. And now that it's a year and a half later, the kids are realizing that I'm normal. I can make mistakes, you know, and they're okay with that. They don't expect us to be perfect.
I like that a lot. I feel like a lot of parents, even without a stroke or aphasia, need to...
Yeah. I was just going to say that everyone can make mistakes.
Wendy, what about you? What do you wish you heard when you first developed aphasia?
Be better. Patient. Yeah, patient.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
You think if someone said be patient, that it would have sunk in? Or
be patient. Like, before I have a stroke... Be patient.
Excellent. Were you a patient person before your stroke?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Wow. So maybe you're growing a new skill, which really comes in handy as a parent, because patience is like, we really need that.
Yes.
One of those silver linings. Tina, did you have your hand raised about advice that you wish you could have had or that you would like to give?
I had a stroke 26 years old.
27 years ago?
Yes.
And she had a heart transplant.
Transplant.
That would be 17 years ago.
Wow. And then the carrier had...
We married after her stroke, right before her heart transplant, and we had kids later on.
Yeah.
So
amazing story of resilience.
Yeah. I about 1 year, not speak, zero. I'm going to speak language. I have
She used to speak five languages for her stroke, and she couldn't speak anything there.
Zero.
Afterward.
My right side numb, not walk or others. I'm better. I'm proving better, going to yoga every day, and had two children there, every cleaning, vacuuming, and others there. Now it's better, but it's the voice is very not understanding me. The stroke, not.
You had all of these health issues, and then you came to choose to have a family. There may be some people who had children and then they had a stroke. People who may be listening to this, or maybe who know someone who had a stroke and wants to have children. Maybe they didn't have a child and they're worried, can I be a mom? Can I have children? What would you say to that person?
I love children. My brothers and their two sisters babysitting. It's babies I love, but growing is very frustrated. They're very hard. Frustrated, but it's I love. Yeah. It's a family.
Tina had an extraordinarily bad stroke. She had global aphasia, completely paralyzed on the right side. They didn't think she would walk or speak ever again. She lost the ability to understand and internal dialogue. All of that she overcame. You know, we have two twin boys, very cute, and that's certainly our great honor to watch them grow and become young men. And if you can do it, others can do it too.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. Message. That's a good one.
Wow. That is amazing. That's just amazing that you went through all of this.
We don't really know much about you, but do you have any advice that you wish you had or you would want to give to someone?
10 years ago, hard. Hallie, one babies. Hallie.
Is that your youngest?
Yes.
Okay, so she was a baby when this happened. She was only one.
Yes.
Wow. How have you made it all this time and raised those beautiful children? It's hard.
Yes.
What do you think made it successful? Because you're showing us this beautiful family. How have you done it?
Divorced. Hope. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great answer.
Yes.
I really like that. Right. Just hope for... Yeah. I think a lot of this group has oftentimes said, like, there is nothing more motivating
than
getting better for your kids.
Yes.
Excellent. Wow. Olivia, how about you? What do you wish you knew when all of this happened to you?
Work hard at it. Cal State San Marcos.
Mm-hmm.
And like a group.
That's what I think of when I think of you. You are really someone who takes advantage of the communication groups and book clubs, and which reminds me too of Matt.
Whoa. How are you?
Good. Matt, you know, I can't resist hearing from you because you're such a great dad. Can you tell us what you wish you heard or what advice you would like to share?
Kids and parents together. Good.
As a spouse, what do you wish you heard from a parent who is a survivor of stroke?
Well, it does get better. You have to be in all the places at once, and you have to do all the things at once, and then it gets better.
Like one of those mechanical bowls. You know, sometimes you're just trying to hold on, and you're going this way, and sometimes you get thrown to the mat, and you get back up again, but like you just got to keep hanging on.
Yes, that's true.
How have your relationships with others in this group shifted your recovery process? What have you learned from each other?
Why do you keep coming back to this group? What does this offer you?
Encouragement and lots of fascinating people in the group and inspiring to share the story about all of the people around, including you and me. And
good point, Jordan. Excellent. And Rebecca, how about you? Why do you keep coming back to the parenting group? What is it for you?
Community.
is better. Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
As we close, help us to hold space for the words shared today. The reflections, the connections, the laughter, the frustration. Parenting can be complicated, to say the least. Today, we honor ourselves as people and as parents so that we may create space for others and create space for ourselves to shine in the midst of community. Grant us the courage and grace to show up as our best selves, as our full selves, as our beautiful selves. And we give thanks. Thank you for devoting time and space to listen to part one, Parenting with Aphasia. Stick with us for part two. Each colorful memory creates a parable for life's greater teachings, a compass for journeys ahead, and inspired wisdom for unique growth. In this episode of Beyond Stillness, Stories After Stroke, we offered a community special spotlighting the Parenting with Aphasia group, facilitated by Lauren Schwabish of NeuroSpeech Services. They shared insights on what they wish they knew earlier in their journey, ways to address parenting challenges, and silver linings of life after stroke. They also offered gratitude and laughter. If you enjoyed this moment of pause for storytelling and reflection, please like, share, or subscribe to the Beyond Stillness Stories After Stroke podcast. Again, thanks for listening. And remember, as part of the stroke community, you are more than supportive. You are inspirational.
If you are part of the stroke community and have a story you'd like to share on the show, please contact us. Email mollly@beyondstillness.org.